But now we're going to talk festivities in Dublin, and indeed cities and towns all around the country are in the final days of preparation for St. Patrick's festivals. In Dublin, events kick off on Friday. Over 700,000 people are expected to attend the weekend-long celebrations, culminating, of course, in the National St. Patrick's Day Parade on the 17th. Richard Tierney is CEO of the St. Patrick's Festival. Richard, a huge amount happening this year, and the events are spread throughout the city. Give us a flavour of what's planned.
Yeah, hi Mary. They certainly are. We're looking at doing to animate Dublin City this year. So we've starting on Saturday morning at 10 o'clock. We're bringing back the legendary treasure hunt from Woodquay, from the DCC buildings of Woodquay. That'll bring people in all around the city. And then for 2 days, for Saturday and Sunday, we've 8 creative performance stages, again, dotted around the city with free performances all day long, literally from 10 in the morning till 6 in the evening, something literally there for everyone. So we'd encourage people to go to patricksfestival.ie and plan your weekend. And then obviously St. Patrick's, the parade on St. Patrick's Day on the 17th, that'll kick off at 12 o'clock and then finish at 2 o'clock and will be followed straight away by the Cayley Moore up on Merrion Square. So you're right, it's action-packed.
Yeah, Octree, that's the theme of the St. Patrick's Day Parade, adventures. Tell us a little bit about times, best vantage points, and what people should look out for.
Yeah, I mean, we really wanted to go with the adventure theme this year due to the adventurous spirit as a nation we have. So I think you'll see that reflected in the creative presentation during the parade. Depending what side of the city you come from, plan well in advance. We're expecting over 500,000 people for the parade. Dress. I'm not going to jinx it, but the weather at the moment is looking to be in our favour. So, but make sure you wear appropriate clothing. It's a 2-hour parade. So
if only we could have a day like yesterday, and you never know. Yes. Maybe we will. Most events are not ticketed, I understand. So they're free. They're open to everyone.
Yeah, literally 99.9% of stuff is free. It's basically go on to patricksfestival.ie. There's a very comprehensive program of activity for Saturday, Sunday and Monday. And just come in. We want people to, the strategy has always been to give Dublin a hug, to bring people into the city and get them to experience our amazing capital city, whilst also enjoying St. Patrick's Day celebrations or the festival celebrations. So, yeah, we really want people to
It will be very heavily policed, won't it, on the day? Any concerns there?
No, I mean, yeah, no, not at all. I mean, we liaise very closely with an Garda Síochána Síochána. We meet regularly, we plan. I mean, it's the single biggest policing event in the country. So, you've over 1,000 Gardaí, you've over 600-700 stewards. So, no, I mean, we've in conversation with the guards, the threat level is the same as last year. There were no incidents. So there is no concerns.
All right, game on. Good luck with the final planning. Richard Tierney, CEO of the St. Patrick's Festival.